Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 3. Today we will learn about how to say the demonstrative word, such as this and that. Before we get to the next part of the podcast, thank you for your support and I would like to introduce LingoPie, a great learning language app to use. There are many methods to learn Japanese. These may include taking lessons, using textbooks, finding a tandem partner, etc. But some people may think that the traditional methods are boring. Using Japanese media, including anime, can help you learn Japanese by maintaining your motivation in a creative way. Listening to a dialogue and following the storyline will help you to become familiar with the fluency, the phonetics, the tone, and the rhythm of the language. When learning Japanese, it's important not only to memorize the phrases, but also to practice being able to understand what someone else says to you. LingoPie makes this easy by compiling various contents into a user-friendly platform. While you watch the contents on LingoPie, you can get instant translations, dual subtitles, speed adjustment, word saving, and practice features. You can rewind or fast forward to different captions if there is something you want to listen to again. While this method may not be suitable for those who want to learn grammar, I think LingoPie is a great Japanese learning tool for those who want to learn passively while having fun. By watching anime in Japanese, you will get to know not only the language itself, but also the Japanese culture. With LingoPie's affordable subscription plans, it's never been easy to learn Japanese. So why wait? Click the link in the description to start your 7-day free trial with LingoPie and enjoy a 55% discount on your annual plan. Now, in Japanese, we have two ways to say that. First of all, this is kore. Kore. That thing near to you, so near to the person you're talking to, is sore. Sore. That thing over there, so it means it's far away from both listener and speaker, is are. Are. Kore is this, sore is that thing near to you, are is that thing over there. And then, which one, which thing is dore, dore. For example, if you want to say, this is a pen, it will become, kore wa pen desu, kore wa pen desu. So, kore is this. After the topic, we have to use the particle wa. And then pen, in Japanese, is also pen. And then you have to add desu at the end of the sentence. これはペンです. This is a pen. So if it's negative, you have to make it to ではありません. So it will become これはペンではありません. これはペンではありません. This is not a pen. If you want to say that thing near to you is a bag. Bag in Japanese is kabang. Kabang. So it will become それはカバンです. それはカバンです. That thing over there is a key. Key in Japanese is kagi, kagi. So that thing over there is are, are. Are wa kagi desu. Are wa kagi desu. If you want to put together with a noun, we say kono, sono, ano. So, for example, this pen will become このペン。この ペン。 We can all say 고래뱅. When you put together with a noun, we have to make it to 고노뱅. That pen near to you will be 손오뱅. 손오뱅. That pen over there is 안오뱅. 안오뱅. So for example, if you want to say this book, book in Japanese is 本. 本. この本. この本. This book. That dictionary, which is near to you, dictionary in Japanese is 辞書, 辞書. その辞書, その辞書. That textbook over there, textbook in Japanese is 教科書, 教科書. あの教科書, あの教科書. If you want to say, this pen is mine. Mine is 私の. So if you put の after the pronoun, it will become that person's belonging. 私の is mine. So 私のペン is my pen. So after 私の, you can also add a noun to show that the thing belongs to you. My bag is 私のカバン. If you simply want to say mine, you will say 私の. Your key is あなたの鍵. あなたの鍵. あなた is you.あなたの is your, key is 鍵. For example, if you want to say, this watch is mine, this watch is mine. Watch is 時計, 時計. この時計は私のです. この時計は私のです. This watch is mine.You can also add の after a person's name. That bag over there is Mr. Tanaka's. So Mr. Tanaka's will be 田中さんの. 田中さんの. あのカバンは田中さんのです. あのカバンは田中さんのです. This means that bag over there is Mr. Tanaka's.So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was useful for you. I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye.